Sneak, sneak, sneak. Nope, there's no other enemies. Oh, he saw me! Oh no. Oh, I took big hits. I died. Okay. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs Podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. We're going to check out Enshrouded. I'm not entirely sure how this is going to run on Steam Deck. We're going to check it out. Should be fun. I've got a controller and a keyboard and mouse, so whichever control scheme this game wants to throw at me, I'm ready. Are just looking at a black screen. Oh, we have a cool mouse cursor, though. That's something. Oh, no, the mouse cursor just went away because I stopped moving it. I thought perhaps something new was loading up in its place. It seems not. Not yet. So, just waiting for this to load. I've been playing a lot of Prince of Persia lately. Not a lot, I'm still very early in it. But man, that game is very, very fun. Enshrouded, play, create a character. We're gonna go with this lady, okay? There's some good hair options here. What are we gonna go with? We're gonna go with the swoopy one. The hair colors are only natural colors. We don't have crazy colors, which is always a disappointment. We can put a beard on our character. We've got a voice option. We're gonna go with that one. Did I make sure my audio is working as I started this? It is. Okay, great. Create. Did I name my character one? Yes, I did. We're gonna play a private game. So that we're offline, create my world. Let's go. Okay, a little bit of a long loading to get to that menu screen.
Brought an enthralling gift to the people of Embervale. The elixir. It was a cure, a blessing, a weapon.
This guy's spooky looking.
Once concealed by the ancients, its might had been set free. With it came power, mistrust, and a longing for more.
This is all black and white illustrations of this, except for the blue glow of the ember.
Humanity dug the elixir wells, ripping apart the land and each other to quench their thirst. Elixir and blood, a drop for a drop.
There's a typo in the opening subtitles. That's interesting.
An unforeseen curse crept into Embervale. The Shroud, a ruinous fog which sought only to spread and devour. Facing their downfall, ancients and humans united to forge the Flameborn. Now, your time has come. Awake.
It's me, I'm the Flameborn. Each other. It said each other as one word. Each other, no space. Which was odd. Why is my chair? I don't feel like I was positioned correctly. There we go. We see our character waking up in a giant urn thing with an opening on the front. Or stepping out. Okay. And I don't have my controller on, so I can't tell if he uses controller support yet. There we go. All right, it's got controller support. Sweet. Okay. We are rested. We are sheltered. We do not have warmth or comfortable, according to checkboxes up in the corner. Let's go to this blue glowy door. Hello, blue glowy door. Step on through to the cinder vault. Commune with the flame. Okay.
You've slumbered too long, Flameborn. The realm of Embervale has fallen, consumed by the Shroud. Now the enduring flame calls for you. Find a place in the ruined world and construct a flame altar to create shelter from the dark.
Definitely dealing with some fuzzy graphics here, playing this on the Steam Deck. Some pretty dang fuzzy graphics. But you know what? It's playing. It's running. I'm running. Here's a pillar. A vast world awaits you, filled with secrets and peril. Press the pause button and navigate to the map to track your discoveries. Okay, let's go to... There's my character. We've got a skill tree. Here's the map. Okay. Ah, planes for first base is straight up ahead. Cool. When I see you've got a compass up the top of the screen. Whoa, that's a big fall. Should we jump? I'm gonna jump. Listen, I love playing video games. Sometimes you just gotta jump. And we died. You have fallen. Certain backpack items are dropped. When you perish, return here to retrieve them. That's fine. I knew I was gonna die. I just had to see, you know, what a fall looked like in Enshrouded. We just died. We woke up at that big fire. It's not a bonfire. It's a big fire. Now we're running outside. Listen. As the guy who's making that space booby game talked about, when you're playing a third-person action game, you spend a lot of time looking at your character's butt. They didn't have to put... They put me in low-rise pants, and there's shadowing that just really accentuates the butt crack. It's like her butt crack isn't quite showing, but it's almost showing. And they really want you to know that it's almost showing with the shadowing on that character model. Rested, increased stamina. Oh, my rested status is disappearing, it looks like. This place is dark? Oh wait, is this a torch? I just ran right by a torch. Press Y to collect. Torch. Okay, X to attack, Y to throw. Woo! You attack with a torch pretty good. It is very dark and spooky in here. Oh, whoa! Magic fire just came out of my torch and lit up lanterns inside this cave. That was cool. I liked that. Okay. Clicking the left stick to run. Ooh. This cave is spooky. Okay, wait, how do I go back to walking? There we go. Walk, run, okay. And if I'm standing still and press the button and I crouch. Okay. Weird. The flame allows you to resist the shroud, but if you linger, you will perish. Escape the shroud to replenish your maximum time in the shroud. Okay. What's this? We're enshrouded. Oh, that's nothing. Okay. Oh, we got a 5-minute timer at the top of the screen. So without the torch, we'd be stuck entirely, I think it's saying. B to dodge, okay. But with the torch, we can hang out in the shroud, but only for 5 minutes. We just killed our first monster. Let's search his remains. Shroud spores and a rusty short sword. Let's go equip that. Right bumper to there. Yeah. Okay. We got some runes, some torn cloth, and more torn cloth, and some more shroud spores. So I don't have my torch up now because I've equipped the short sword instead. I wonder if that's, like, a problem for me? Not sure. Oh, very muddy, fuzzy graphics. But it's running stable, so if you'll follow Roy as getting your last return beacon, good, good, good. I'm also, of course, I'm running this off a Steam Deck, but I'm running it on a bigger display that is gonna make it look worse, right? Like, if this was running on the Steam Deck, it would look a little better. While equipped with a shield or melee weapon, press left bumper to block. Okay, got it. We're out of the shroud now. I don't know if I mentioned that, podcast listeners. We're out in the sunlight again, and there's some tents set up here. I'm just kind of looking around. What's this? Read. Captain's Journal, Day 1. Hold the chamber to your last breath. These were the words of the Ancient One before he entered with a handful of our best warriors. It was the first time I'd seen one of his kind, and I expect it will be the last. His face is burned in my mind. My life and those of my remaining soldiers are pledged to his sacred duty. What? I don't know what that was telling me, but... Okay, let's go to our marker over here. That was a big jump! Are we gonna be okay? We're okay. We might have taken some damage. Oh, I'm excited to play this game. Like, just the basic moving around and stuff feels really good, and I have been kind of hungry for a big third-person action game. Build a flame altar, or a flame build a flame altar. Location reach. Let's go to our journal. Quests. Build a flame altar. The flame altar will mark the spot for your base, and your base will be able to craft and build shelter, craft the flame altar, and place it to establish your base. Crafting. Here we go. All discovered recipes for this crafting station are saved here. You can quickly navigate the different categories by selecting these icons. You can find requirements and ingredients, and you can pin recipes to get notifications. Cool. So the flame altar we want to pin. We need 5 stone. I guess we're going to go punch rocks? We broke off a rock. We do indeed. This is indeed a punching trees game, except it's starting with us punching rocks. I don't typically like crafting games, but from what I've heard of Enshrouded, it sounds like a lot of the micromanagement type stuff that usually turns me off of this sort of game is a lot less of an issue here than it is in others. So I'm excited to maybe find a crafting game that I can really get into. Craft. Okay, we built the flame altar. Now we'll pick it from our inventory here, and we'll place it, and we'll commune with the flame.
You are not alone. There are other survivors drowsing in nearby ancient vaults. Find them so they may aid in your journey. Go gently. One beckons nearby, just outside of the shroud's grasp.
Okay. New location charted. 1 marker's added. Okay. I'm going to go into my crafting menu and build an axe. Oh no, I need twigs and string for that. Okay. A ragged shirt would be good. I need string and torn cloth. String for bandage. I can build a construction hammer. To enter building mode. Okay, let's build that. Craft. And then we'll do right bumper to choose the construction hammer and left trigger. Select the shape you want to build with. Okay. Select the material you want to build with. When some of you select different shape categories. Okay, cool. So we can build walls and stuff, but I don't have any materials to build walls out of right now. So that doesn't do us any good. So let's finish. There we go. And let's equip our sword again. And let's start heading towards this marker. What are you? Is that just a weird rock? That's just a weird rock. Oh no, it's a mushroom. Okay. Is there a map? There's not a path near us. It looks like there's water down this hill, maybe? So I'm gonna go that direction first. Oh man, that's a wolf! We're gonna fight a wolf. Dodge! Slice, slice, slice! That felt good! That felt good for a crafting game! Okay. Picking up some more mushrooms. Ooh, okay, it's not water down below us. It is the shroud. Cool world design! Looks like ass, but again, playing it on a Steam Deck, and it's running fine. It just does not look good. But I can see enough of the world to say, oh, okay, I want to explore that, even if it's not the prettiest thing in the world. Yeah, I'm into this. Here's another set of tents. Whoa, red squirrel just went by me. What are these little guys? Hey, little guys, what are you? Are you like little lizard friends? I'm not going to attack you. You're just little guys running away. Found another note. Captain's Journal, Day 6. The raiders besieged us these past 2 days, attacking from the bridge. Their eyes, such madness! We may not survive the next assault. If those scavengers return, we are prepared! Do you have any good loot for me, though? You have a bed. I need a bed? Sleep. Okay. I'm rested now. There's what appears to be a health bar up in the top left of my screen that is only, like, just above half full. And I would think when I commune with the fire, that would have filled up. So that's interesting. The treasure chest. Let's open it. A wooden arrow. Okay. Another note. Captain's Journal, Day 20. They destroyed the bridge. But avoid starvation. We may have to take our chances in the shroud. That's probably not going to go well for them. Let's see. Let's check our map again. Ooh. I think we are going to have to go through here, huh? Because they did destroy the bridge. Yeah, I think we're going through the shroud. All right, here we go. Into the shroud. Stay on the path, lest the shroud's kin take you. Okay. We're not stopping for anything. We're just going. Unless we see some really cool... What are you? It's like a shroud goblin guy. I think this is the same guys I was fighting before. I just didn't get a good look at him before. All right, we beat him. Shroud spores, torn cloth, rusty short sword. And also... Torn cloth and a ring. A sigil ring of the Elder Guard. Okay. Restore time. The hourglass capsule replenishes time. Thank you. That's lovely. Okay. I should go to my character and equip the ring. Plus 8 stamina, plus 10 health. Sweet. No, I didn't equip it. Is my time still counting down while I'm in here? Equip. Equip to use. There we go. Okay. Let's see. 38. I think my time isn't counting down while I'm in the pause menu. If so... No, it does. Okay. Never mind. I was going to say, wow, what a generous game. Search this stack of tools, some stones, and some twigs, okay? Going through a cave. Okay, some stairs. Is this going to get me out of here? Some netting or fencing or something we can climb up? Oh, I ran out of stamina. Does the Breath of the Wild stamina thing where you have a stamina wheel? It uses that when you climb, but it also uses it when you run, and I had been running before. We're out of the shroud, though. Okay, cool. So I can chill here. I can chill. We're good. We're no longer in an immediate threat. We're still 234 meters away from where someone is beckoning us. But we are now on the other side of the bridge. Hopefully we find some string soon so we can make a shirt. There's a cool tower thing up here. Is that where we're going? We're going off to the side of the cool tower thing. This looks like a fortified location. There's some fencing and like some broken down buildings and then a temple on the side of the wall. Bushes can conceal you. Use this to sneak up on enemies. Are there enemies around? Oh, there is an enemy up ahead. Oh man, he's looting one of the jar things. Sneak. Nope, there's no other enemies. Oh, he saw me! Oh no. Oh, I took big hits. I died. Okay. That guy killed me very fast. That was unpleasant. Okay. So I dropped my stuff. My health is again only at half health. Why do I only have half of my health? That seems rude. I want to check if I can go around to the other side here. Cuz I didn't really fully explore this side of the bridge. Look at this. There's a building here. Did I see this before? Why is there sparkles shimmering in the air? I don't know what those sparkles mean, but I occasionally am seeing sparkles shimmering in the air. Look at these ruins. Interact with campfires to cook food or sit near them to become rested. Okay. I just picked up some meat. So let's cook. There we go. Place your food in the action bar, select it, and press A to cook. Oh, whoops. Hold to cook. Oh, oops. Grilled red mushrooms. So you have to hold the button to cook. If I hold too long, does it burn? Yep, it does. Oh, it turned into tar. But now I can build a tarred wood block. Alright, some raw lean meat. There we go. Grilled lean meat. Alright, we got more mushrooms to cook. We can cook correctly. You just wait for it to change what it looks like and make a cool sound. Alright. Let's go to our backpack and put... Current action bar. How do I set something to the action bar? Move! X button. There we go. We can move our extra torches off of there. We don't need our construction hammer. We should have both of our swords just in case. Okay. There we go. All right. What else can we find? Any cool stuff in here? Nope. Okay, let's go see if we can get... Oh, we're in the shroud already? Got some stones, found a note, fall into ruin. May this... you trying to sneak up on me while I'm reading lore, sir? That is extremely rude. Get dead. Torn cloth and rusty short sword. Give me string. Don't any of you have strings? I like this game. Combat feels good, and I am into the weirdness of the world. And this might finally be the Punch Tree games get the punch the Punch Trees game that gets me. Because the combat, like when you're exploring around and fighting, it doesn't feel like a Punching Trees game. Which is really the trick of it, I think. Okay, exploring up here. Have another treasure chest. Bandage. And some more wooden arrows. Well, bandage is good. Oh, man, look, there's a barrel. Oh! It says a treacherous chasm. You'll need a grappling hook to cross. There's a grappling hook in this game. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm in, Shrouded. I'm in for it. We're gonna get a grappling hook and we're gonna swing around. Aw, yeah. Heck yeah. Okay, so that's how we would go around this gulf, I think. Ooh, what can I get from these plants? String! I got string from plants! No, I got a recipe for string from plants. Because I got fiber from plants. Let's go find some more trees. Okay. Because if we get to make the plants into strings, then we can make the strings into a shirt, and then we will not be so exposed when we go into battle with whatever creatures were on the other side of this ravine. I'm hooked. I'm so into it. Heck yes, give me your fibers. Give me your twigs. Give me your mushrooms. Can I cut down this tree with my sword? This is probably not a good use of a sword. I'm doing damage to it, though. I did a critical hit. Wait, is this wood it dropped? Oh, it is. I got wood logs and a recipe for a shield. We are going places. Can I kill this tree? Yeah, I killed the tree. We just got more logs from it. I didn't get more fibers. I need fibers! Fibers come from little trees, apparently. Gimme. Just running around mashing the A button. Gimme all your stuff. A firefly lamp. Ooh. It's getting spooky dark. Oh, it just turned very, very orange. I like it. Where is my home base? It's straight ahead of me. Okay. I don't like how spooky it is. So I'm gonna go back to my base. I don't have a bed there. I'd like to be near the fire. Flame protected area. Okay, good. Where are you? I see a little gremlin guy at the edge of my flame protected area. What are you doing over here? Get out of here, you. It is so dark. It is Dragon's Dogma dark out here. Out here in the darkness. Guys, I think I'm gonna really like this game. Okay, let's craft some stuff. Crafting. We're gonna make some string. Okay. And then we're gonna go to, let's see, the clothing section. And we can make upper body rags. Ragged pants or ragged boots. We're gonna make upper body rags. And we're gonna go to our character. And we're gonna equip a shirt. Hey, look at that, we got a shirt. We still do not have pants. I mean, we have pants. We have threadbare pants. We still don't have shoes is the word I was looking for. What else can we craft? We can craft a bow. Yeah, craft. We can no longer craft a shield, though. We ran out of stuff. Okay, a workbench. Craft blocks, no items, and repair broken equipment. Okay. Okay, so let's go to our backpack and let's move some of this stuff. What is the difference, do you think, between the section of above? Oh, we have two action bars. That's what it is. Okay. So we have a backpack, and then we have two action bars. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. We're going to put food on the second action bar. We're going to put swords and such on the first one. Bandage will go on the second one. Okay, so if we go right bumper and click, then we switch action bars. Perfect. Let's equip our bow. Let's shoot. Hey. Can we pick our arrow back up? No. Okay, so that was not smart. So the problem now is it's very dark. Can I commune with flame to wait? Upgrade altar, strengthen the flame, reset skill points. Strengthen the flame? Oh, that requires me to sacrifice stuff that I don't have. Okay. I guess we just venture off in the darkness? I passed that place that had a bed when I went this direction. Maybe I'll pass it again. Look at these cool glowiness. Oh, this is an enshrouded area. That's why it's glowy. Okay. There's monsters off the path. See them. Wait, did I just circle back to my flame? What did I just do? Yes, I did. The place I want is about there. Set waypoint. Okay. I'm not on a path of any kind, which makes me very nervous. Okay. I'm sure we'll be fine. Ooh, some mushrooms. Okay. Wait, I should eat food because I'm only at like half health. Eat. Maximum health increased. Oh. There's different food types. Apparently. Okay. I just used up my bandages. I didn't mean to do that, but that was probably a good idea. Look at that. Now my health's going way up. Oh, we got all kinds of health. Okay. And here's that bed. Let's sleep. Is that going to sleep me till morning, please? We're just going to lay here. Is time passing more quickly? I don't see a clock. Oh, here comes the sun. It must be. Here comes the sun. All right, that's enough sleep. Ah, it's getting orange outside. I love it. All right, let's make it back over there. I want to fight those guys again. That'll be our final step in this adventure. Oh, I'm going to shoot somebody with my bow, too. Okay, into the shroud we go. I'm guessing that the shroud creatures are going to respawn up here. The one I fought before. What are you? Oh, okay. You're explosive, is what you are. Okay. Don't do that. Pro tip. Yeah. All right. Oh, that's right, we gotta go through a cave. Spooky cave, spooky cave. Going through a spooky cave. Out the other side, up the steps. Equip my bow, you know the rest. Okay, we're gonna start this fight by shooting at one of these guys. That's the plan. We're not gonna wait for them to charge me. Left trigger to aim? Yeah. I think the longer you aim, like if you hold it down, you get better accuracy based on that little spinny wheel in the middle. Okay, go. Where are they at? Where are you suckers? Oh, there he is. I see him.
Yeah!
Okay, time to equip a sword! Whoops! There we go. Okay, one of them's down. He does very big spinny attacks, so I need to remember not just to get behind him, but to give him clearance for those big spinny attacks. Oh, you're dead, man. You're dead. What's this? Collect. Firefly. Loot your body. Metal scraps and a provisional scythe? And I unlocked a recipe for a lockpick? This game might be trouble for me, friends. I think I'm gonna like this game a lot. Okay, what? Let's see. Yeah, we have a scythe now. Okay, we're gonna use up the rest of this sword. This sword is almost done. Retrieve. Oh, this is where I died. That's all the stuff I dropped. Fantastic. Okay, let's check real quick. Can I build any cool new stuff? Campfire torch, lockpick. Can't build a shield. I can build a wand? Craft. Wand. Yee, I can shoot magic! Aw, neat. Okay. Let's go in this scary building. Oh wait, there's some stuff to pick up over here, looks like. Read a note. Another failure. The cinder vessel broke down during testing. The rat I used inside was charred! Oh man. So the cinder vessels burn people if they don't work correctly? That's alarming. Looks like the ancient vault, blacksmith, is where we're supposed to be going. Hello. Are you a friend? Oh, nope, you're not. He was just standing there yawning. He was shaped like a friend because only friends can yawn. We all know this. And then he stopped yawning and attacked me. And it turns out he was not shaped like a friend. Okay. Oh, there's our glowy thing we got open, but let's read this note first. Venture forth. It's done. The cinder vessel is a delicate contraption, still volatile, yet brimming with potential and hope. The first human to enter will be our true prototype, the kindling of a new spark. Thankfully, the blacksmith volunteered. He must enter the vessel and sleep until roused anew, lest he slips into eternity. May the ashes of one age sustain the seeds of the next. Balthazar. All right, we're going to get a blacksmith. Awakened survivor. Oswald Anders the Blacksmith. Recipe unlocks summoning staff. There was like no cutscene for that. We walk up to the glowy thing and press the button, and then it told me we did it. So a little anticlimactic, but we unlocked like 17 recipes or something. When you need to rest, you can fast travel back to your home by opening your map. Okay. Map. And fast travel back to home by going here and pressing A button. Okay, fast travel. Blacksmith? I don't see our blacksmith. Huh. I sort of assumed he would just be here. Journal. Find the sleeping survivor, your true survivor. Place them in your home with a summoning staff. Okay, so we have to go craft a summoning staff. There we go. Okay, and then we have to equip it. And then we press X. No, we press left trigger. Ah, Oswald Anders the blacksmith. We can just put you wherever, huh? You're gonna stand right, here, I guess. X? Hey! Hi. Hello, blacksmith. Talk and craft.
Keep it brief.
Craft, crafting first gear, cleansing fire. Let's say crafting first gear.
This took you long enough to find me? Look at you weak and puny, and they call you Flameborn. First thing you need is equipment. Lucky you woke me up first. Crafting a scrappy sword, a spike club, or some armor will serve us well. And then I can say cleansing fire. Ember Veil can still be saved. Where there's ash, there's embers, kid. The shroud suffocates the valleys, so seek the elixir well with your new gear and raise the root of our misery. Ignite the depths and set this evil ablaze. Go on, I'm counting on you, Flameborn.
All right, what can you craft for me? Nails, lockpick. You can make some decorative dishes. Okay. Cool. All right, that was our quick look here at Enshrouded. I am dismayed by the visual quality of some of the models as you're running around. This game does not look great on the Steam Deck. It's very blurry and jaggedy and stuff. But you know what? It plays real smooth. Like, I've no complaints about how it actually feels to play it. It just doesn't look great. But I'm willing to take that kind of sacrifice for being able to play a big adventure game on the go. And this does seem like a very, very cool big adventure game. I am obviously still just getting very, very shallow steps into the crafting and survival elements of this game. But the gameplay, I mean, it feels like playing just a third-person adventure action game that happens to be a crafting game as well. So I'm excited to play more of it. Thank you to the team that sent this over for me to check out. I'm definitely going to be playing more. I'll keep y'all up to date on my thoughts on it. But until then, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a great cook. I really appreciate that about you. You're a great cook. And until next time, friends, tap A and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.